Senior care facilities across Wisconsin are facing challenges with staffing and budgeting. As Joe Schultz reports, that's led to an increase in nursing home complaints and, in some cases, to facilities closing their doors.
In late January, Ann Mara learned that her mother would need to find a new place to live.
It was in the middle of winter. Mom is on hospice, and she's 91 years old with dementia, and they're evicting her. It was just disgusting to us.
Her mom had lived in the Emerald Bay retirement community for roughly 5 years. Now, the Brown County facility was telling residents it would no longer accept Medicaid funding for residents like Mara's mother, Shirley Holtz. In a letter, the facility said it wasn't getting enough government funding to pay rising labor costs. Holtz moved out of Emerald Bay in March. Her health started to fail almost immediately.
She had lost like 15, 20 pounds in 10 days that I was gone. And she had stopped eating, stopped drinking, and she wasn't responsive when I got there. And then she passed away.
Holtz died in April, and Mara believes the move played a role. But she isn't the only Wisconsinite who's had to move a loved one from a long-term care facility in recent years. Nearly 24 nursing homes have closed across the state since 2020. That's according to Leading Age Wisconsin, a senior living advocacy group. While long-term care facilities deal with Medicaid reimbursement that's lower than the cost of care, they also face a labor shortage that providers call a caregiver crisis. Jim Orheim is Leading Age Wisconsin's president. He says staffing shortages got worse during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We saw a lot of really seasoned staff retire, and we saw an insufficient pipeline of new talent moving into these roles. At the same time, we continue to see the aging population growing. That's going to continue to put stress on the system.
As of March 2022, 51% of nursing facilities in Wisconsin reported staffing shortages. That's according to nonprofit health policy organization KFF. There's evidence that the caregiver shortage has led to worse care for patients. Last year, the state received more complaints about nursing homes and assisted living facilities than it had since at least 2018. Matthew Bowler is a Madison attorney who takes on elder abuse and neglect cases. He says his firm has seen an increase in cases over the last year and a half.
That is a result of obviously poor care, but also it certainly does relate to understaffing.
Advocates say the recent state budget increases Medicaid reimbursement and funds initiatives aimed at addressing the caregiver crisis. They are also working with the state to develop a program that would ensure inflationary increases to reimbursement. The challenges facing long-term care facilities have been especially felt in Lincoln County, where Pinecrest Nursing Home lost over $9 million since 2014. The Lincoln County Board is now considering selling the nursing home, which it's owned since the 1950s. In late June, about 24 residents gathered at a county building to protest the possible sale. They're afraid it would mean fewer beds for lower-income residents who rely on Medicaid. For Reverend Michael Southcombe, selling the home is not the answer.
To believe that someone will buy Pinecrest, either a nonprofit or a for-profit entity, and keep the same level of service with 70 to 80% of the residents on Medicaid is magical thinking.
Yes.
The protesters turned in a petition with more than 600 signatures asking the county not to sell. Lincoln County hasn't made a final decision, but last month, the board considered authorizing a referendum that would have granted Pinecrest an extra $3 million per year. The county board voted down that proposal 9-13. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.